You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 388.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
My heart is aching, it's out of control. Maybe a playing, but I wrote my own. I don't need wish to pull me along. Breaking, the fire is lit. You won't be rescued if you're falling. It's safe or swim that you won one in. If I choose you, honey, can you handle the truth? I got a sweet tooth, honey. Ooh, I'll take you for a ride with my ceremony. I ain't a good girlfriend. Chances are you're not familiar with the reasons. I don't get paid, no good at lying. I had a man, he was way too kind. He couldn't kill the itch, he's a lover for life. It's a goddamn shame. Pray for what remains. If I choose you,
was a kicking starter.
It certainly was.
And I chose it.
Yes, woo-hoo! yes, whatever.
Sorry. And that was Tara Lane with Cherry Moonshine from Los Angeles in California. Homegrown soul meets rock and roll. Bold new blues with an occasional dash of pop flavour. Tara likes to describe her artistry as if Robert Plant, Amy Winehouse and Gretchen Wilson were raising a baby. Enjoy. You can find out more by checking out taralane.com, which is TARRALANE.com. And I really liked that. And that's only just recently been uploaded to Jamendo.
Awesome. Can I just point out, for those people listening, we are aware there is no place called Los Angeles.
Did I say Los Angeles?
You said Los Angeles, yes.
I'm tired.
No. that you have consumed one third of
quarter
of a glass of shandy. No, that was full of shandy. Now, you know that if you sniff a glass of shandy, you're half cut. So this could be interesting. I've been on the wine today as well, so might be a bit interesting show. Anyway, welcome. This is the podcast episode 388 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along this week. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. We have a couple of things to talk about, and we're also going to mention two pieces of housekeeping. One is to do with the shows that are going to be recorded live over the next 2 weeks. And also, we may have a new member of the podcast family, but a little bit more about that later on. We shall see. And no, we're not pregnant, in case anybody's wondering. I meant the podcasting family, not the... Yeah, let's have some music.
Would you like a spade?
Yeah. No, I think I'm doing a very good job myself. This is a Frequency Cowboy with Win Some, Lose Some.
Just another way home. Are you tired of creatures destroying your lawn? Of course you are. That's why Dev and Caroline present the Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome from the Buckcast. It has all the power of award-winning podcasters Dev and Caroline, packed into a playful yet protective garden gnome, crafted to scare the living heck out of creatures 5 pounds or smaller. Right, guys?
I love it.
No, 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 I love it.
The Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome. Not one of the many listeners you'll find in the Buckcast chatroom at thebuckcast.org/live every Friday night at 9:30 p.m. UK time.
She was a girl, insecure, but with her head down, couldn't see, hoping tomorrow. So deep in her sorrow, admired beauty in other ladies, but couldn't stand her own reflection. She cried alone at night, nightmares of waking up to life. She didn't value her own life. Trust there are us too, so I wrote this song for you. Streets for love, found danger, overwhelmed, left alone, tired of running on his own. He felt defeated, nightmares of waking up to life. He didn't value his own life. Trust there were us too, so I wrote this song.
Jasmine Jordan with Smile from Los Angeles in California.
That's the one.
She explores the different facets of love coming from a strong, confident, yet still imperfect person. She creates rich stories that are heartfelt and empowering, incorporating the soulfulness of Groove Theory, the sweetness of early Mariah Carey, and the sexiness and edge of Alaya. Jasmine stands out in the trending alternative pool with her timeless lyrics and sound. Now, we have played Jasmine Jordan before, I think.
We have a number of times, yeah. Yes. I think 3 times.
But this is a song that's new to our show. You can find out more by checking out jasminejordanmusic.com.
Awesome. And I certainly got the Mariah Carey, Aaliyah kind of thing. So, before that, you heard Win Some, Lose Some by Frequency Cowboy. The nom de plume for Sam Hurt, who is a multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter based in Bristol. Inspired by the classic songwriting of the late 20th century, Beck, The Police, Northern Soul, he sings about loss, hope and longing. Sam came up with the name by pulling pieces of paper out of two bowls after reading an Aleister Crowley biography. Don't know. After the death of his father, Sam experienced a moment of clarity. He quit his job, bowed out of the local band The Termites, and dedicated himself to music full-time. August 2015 saw the release of his The Lo-Fi Sounding First Four EP, a collection of mostly self-recorded tracks and videos. He then enlisted the help of Bath-based producer Stu Jackson, of Massive Attack fame, and the result was the three-track EP This Is, which is a step forward on all fronts, both in recording quality and songwriting. And that was the lead track from the This Is EP. And thank you very much indeed to Sam for getting in touch with us, firstly on Twitter. Well, he tried to send us an email, but sending MP3s via email is always problematic at best. So he reached out to us on Twitter, and we managed to get the track anyway. So awesome stuff. So yeah, find out more about Frequency Cowboy at frequencycowboy.com.
Cool.
Cool indeed. Now, this is, let's say hello to the people that listen to us live in the chat room. So now is your time to wave. So if you have never listened to us live before, we do have a chat room where people can come along and listen to us live and chat with each other and us while we're recording the show live on a Friday night. And you can find that at thebugcast.org/live.
Cool. And in the chat room we have Alex UK, Lainey, Chalcolom, Ian2773, Yannick, K5 Talks. Ooh.
They're doing it as you say their names. It's really good.
I know.
That could be it, actually. Nope, I see no one else.
And me and you, obviously.
Oh, obviously, yes. So, yeah, thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining us live, which actually does equate to the number of people that are listening to us on our live stream right now, which is rather good. So, interesting things in the news this week. I decided we both picked one news article that really stood out to us. And this one here is to do with the whole autonomous vehicles question about whether cars will be allowed to drive themselves around your local roads. The Department of Motor Vehicles in California has, whether it's a decree or whether it's a law or whatever, I don't know. Regulations detailing that driverless cars must have a fully licensed driver behind the wheel. Which is interesting because driverless cars would actually pave the way for people who are unable to drive, so somebody with a physical disability or something else that would prevent them from physically driving a car, to drive a car.
But may I ask you a question, which may sound really, really dim, but I am tired and I'm drinking shandy. Why would a car want to drive without somebody in it?
What?
The concept of a car driving without a driver in it.
I never said about not having a driver in there.
It's just what I'm picturing. I'm picturing all these cars that just get bored one day and think, you know what, I fancy a spin on the road.
Yes, thank you for that. No, I was talking about having a licensed driver. As in the car.
I was being very facetious.
You were being very drunk. So the other question, of course, is what about people who want to use driverless cars to, I don't know, take them back from the pub, for example, which is something else that they would be designed to do.
On the flip side, I can understand why they're saying this, because actually, it's technology. If the technology went doolally, you would have to have some way of overriding it.
But the reaction time to intervene where the technology may not be able to cope with a particular situation would actually require a licensed and trained driver sat behind the wheel of the car ready to take over at any moment, in which case you might as well be driving the car yourself.
I have this argument with you with our car. Our car does lots of things that automate it. It does its headlights itself. It does the...
Which I don't like.
Yeah, you don't like the headlights and you don't like the automatic windscreen wipers.
No, I'm fine with the windscreen wipers.
Yet you very much depend upon the cruise control.
I utilise
the
cruise control because it helps me to not speed. I don't use the limiting anymore because it's pointless. The cruise control helps me to not speed. That is why I use it.
This is where we say that we've been driving almost the same amount of time, and I've had zero tickets, and you've had a number. But that is more.
How many miles have we both driven?
Doesn't matter.
Of course it does.
My mentality is if there's a speed limit, I go slightly under it. You in the past have said, well, there's that speed limit. You've got a few extra on top of that just in case.
Yeah, and your mentality is those white lines in the middle of the road don't exist. Yeah, so wind your neck in. But I think the point is well made on both sides. Google is saying that it's, you know, perplexing that the technology that is being developed to allow cars to drive themselves on the roads can't be utilised if the local authorities are going to be putting regulations in place that prevent that technology from being used to its full. Now, there are studies that have proven that driverless cars are safer on the roads than drivered cars. But there are probably an equal number of studies that say the exact opposite. So maybe the technology is not ready yet. I would certainly suggest that the general public don't have faith in the technology yet, which, you know, is totally fair enough. Yeah, Yannick's just made a comment in the chat room. I read somewhere that some town in North Carolina rejected a solar panel project in fear that it would suck all the power out of the sun.
I have to burst people's bubble on that.
Was that a hoax?
It wasn't a hoax as such. It was something taken out of context. This particular North Carolina town already have 3 areas of the town with lots of solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to put a 4th in, and the town said they would rather not because there were genuine fears that excess amounts of it could potentially cause cancer. And also the comment about the solar energy thing was somebody on about specifically vegetation and growth, and there'd been some sort of scientific study that suggested that the solar panels would deflect the energy needed for good crops away. It wasn't a done deal, but that was one of the comments made. It was then taken out of context and spun around to make it sound like
even
it was an odd...
Even that doesn't make sense. Because the only bit of land affected by the solar panel's existence is the land underneath where the solar panel is.
But some of these solar panels weren't to go on roofs like we have. They were to go quite low down on...
Yes.
On green land.
Yeah, there are farms on my route into work that have that kind of configuration.
But this particular town, all of their green land was going to solar panel farms, and what they were saying is they wanted green land.
That makes sense.
Yes.
I get that.
So actually what had happened was it was a valid comment made, but then spun in such a way that made it sound like you've got this hokum town that feel like they're going to melt or steal the sun's energy rays.
Mm.
Not quite as exciting. Yes. Okay. So, mine, there was an article yesterday where a British backpacker had gone missing in Thailand, and his parents were very worried. And initially it was, police are on the lookout, could you help? So this chap, Jordan Jacobs, I believe he's 21, had been, what was that? Ooh.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, this chap had gone backpacking, been enjoying himself, sent a message to his parents that said, I've gone to Koh Phi Phi, which is apparently a little island in Thailand, but I can't leave. I've met this Thailand chap and he won't let me leave. So his parents got worried and it went through social media and different things like that. And I think originally they thought social media, they might find somebody local in the area to look out for him. Then the police and the consulate got involved. Then the Thai police found him in Koh Phi Phi, living it up on the beach and sunning himself. He claims that he doesn't recall the words that he used to his parents, but that's not what he meant. So I think effectively he wanted to tell his parents, I know I'm due to come home and I've got my flight booked, but I'm having such a good time, I want to stay here. But he'd worded it in such a way. Dave!
I don't know why he's doing that.
He worded it in such a way that made it sound like he was being kept against his will. And now he's trying to blame his parents because his parents haven't had the internet for a long time and need to stop worrying. If he was my son, I would have gone through worry, abject fear, relief, and murderous rage.
Yes, definitely.
In that particular order. And then when he started going to the press and saying that I was inept at internet, so I misconstrued it, the murderous rage would take out over all senses. But what a tool.
Yes.
What an utter tool.
That is this really daft thing to do.
If you're gonna want to prolong your trip, you come out and say, I'm having such a good time, I want to stay here. You don't say, I've gone to such and such an island and they won't let me leave. It's just an idiotic thing to do.
Totally. Totally.
And also, it's like the Peter cried wolf. If he does get into trouble now, no one's going to believe him. Because they're going to expect it's something that he's messing around with.
Hey ho. Right, let's have some more music. The next track is a rugmaton to the show for David Crystal. And as I will be mentioning after the next pair of songs, David Crystal will definitely be one of my chosen tracks for my best ofs for the last year. This is a track called Say You Love Me.
Say you love me, baby. That's all you. That's all you have to say.
Are listening to the award-winning Bugcast with Dave and Caroline. I'm Lainey, and starting in early 2016, I shall be your guide through some of the very best independent and creative commons country artists and tracks we can find. I'll bring you more details very soon. Right now, it's back to the studio for another corking track.
Made me think of The Equalizer. The Equalizer film music had that raspy...
The series, you mean?
Yeah. The noise of the bend, but yeah. The Dream Pop Project. Sorry, that was The Dream Pop Project with Afraid to Love. It is a Brazilian musical experience that mixes catchy melodies, simple electronic drum beats, mellow guitars, dreamy keyboards, and introspective lyrics. Unfortunately, no website at the moment, but that was quite new to Jamendo, so give them time. But I liked that. That was good.
What if they're quite new in general?
Hmm.
And before that, you heard David Crystal with his track, Say You Love Me, which I have to actually put my hand up and say, yes, we have played that track before. I didn't mean to. I was actually looking for a different track by David Crystal, and I thought I'd... Munch. I thought I'd picked a track that we hadn't played before, but in my efforts to make sure I picked a track I didn't play before, I managed to pick a track I had. Regardless, one of Canada's best-kept secrets, intercontinental artist David Crystal has been surrounded by music for as long as he can remember. A keen ear for music inspired London-born David Crystal to launch his own production company, a project that led him to migrate to Canada in his mid-20s to work with some of the industry's biggest names. These relationships influenced a prestigious career of composing and producing some of this country's most acclaimed commercials, as well as television and film soundtracks. Indeed.
I have something to say.
Okay.
In the most recent years, we've not really done X Factor in total.
Can I finish my blurb
first? I thought you'd done your bit because you'd stopped.
No. If you'd like to find out more about David Crystal, his website is at davidcrystal.net. Now you can speak.
Sorry. We don't tend to do X Factor as much as we used to years ago, but we tend to dip in towards the final just to see who wins. This year's winner was Louisa Johnson, who was an amazing singer, 17-year-old lass. The song they chose for her was Bob Dylan's classic Forever Young, which is a nice enough song, but it doesn't do anything for it. It just makes it sound... Well, over the years where there have been all these let's release a crazy single to combat it and whatnot, although she is an amazing singer, which is unusual for the X Factor to be a winner, she only just gets into spot 9 of the UK top 10. So she will not be a Christmas number one. It's the lowest rated entry from an X Factor winner. So maybe the whole...
But the chart's not released until Sunday.
No, but they track when it gets...
Oh, I see.
And then it gets checked over the weekend.
Right.
It's very unlikely, being in position 9, that she'll make it to the top.
No, you'd think she'd peak and then drop rather than drop and then peak.
Yeah. But I think this just shows that... It used to be a done deal that the X Factor got the Christmas single. I think people have rebelled against it now.
Well, they've been rebelling against it for years. The Rage Against the Machine debacle, if you like.
But this is an organic drop. This isn't because somebody was competing against them. I think this is just the fatigue.
Mm. Yeah, most likely. I mean, whichever track hits number one this weekend will be the Christmas number one. And yeah, it'd be very, very interesting to see who achieves that.
So yeah.
Watch this space. Right. So during that last pair of tracks, you heard a bumper by Lainey, one of our more faithful listeners.
Could you stop clicking things?
Sorry, I fidget. And announcing the fact that she is actually going to be producing a brand new podcast in the new year. Now, the fact that she's done that bumper is an absolutely amazing thing, because what she's effectively done is said, I'm now committing to do this and I'm telling the world about it. Well, our listeners about it. So I'm really pleased about that, and obviously we'll support her as much as we can. But we are still trying to work out the details for is that this will actually become an extension of the podcast family, which I'm really pleased about. I'm really quite chuffed about that she wanted to do that. That was her decision. She wanted to do it. So yeah, best of luck to you, and don't go nicking all our tracks. That's all I can say. We seem to be playing a lot of country music recently, which is being fed to us by Lainey. So we're actually going to
fault.
We're going to lose one of our feed thingies, because it would be daft if it does become a podcast network. Oh, podcast network. Ooh. Podcast that we're not going to play the same songs on both shows. So we shall see. Let's have a bit more music, I think. No, we won't. What we'll do is I want to say about what's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. So today, at the time of recording, is Friday the 18th of December. You pig. Now, if we were to go with our standard schedule, then we would be recording a show on Christmas Day. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen. And the one after that would actually be on New Year's Day.
Ain't going to happen. Because the girls have already booked games night with us.
Yes, well, we do that every year now. So let's do it the day before. Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, ain't going to happen.
Nope.
So, our next two live shows will actually be on the preceding Wednesdays at 9:30 p.m. UK time, give or take. All right, it's midweek, so school night rules apply. So we have to make sure that we might have to start a little bit early, we might have to start a little bit late, depending on how things go. And there might be shorter shows as well. So if you want to come and join us for those, then the next live show will be on the 23rd of December, Wednesday night, at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Our social media manager, Lainey, will make sure that social media is updated with the relevant dates, so you can keep an eye on that. As I mentioned earlier on, we are creeping ever closer to episode 400. And of course, it's the annual decision on how we're going to celebrate that fact. Now, episode 400 is a huge milestone for us, is it not? Because it also marks 8 years.
Oh, how long is that for me then? Because
6.5. Because you joined pretty much on the dot of 18 months in. So I think we will probably do what we normally do, which is the what am I saying?
Best of.
Best ofs, that's the one. Where we'll do, I'll do a best of, Caroline will do a best of, and the listeners will do a best of. Possibly in that order, possibly in a different order. So I would ask you, please, to start thinking, and that goes for you as well, my dear, of particular tracks, that have stood out for you since episode 353 onwards. Now, I've already got a huge number in my head that I want to go through and try and pare down to a decent shortlist. But yeah, have a think. And I will put out an invitation in the new year for you to send those suggestions to us, so we can then compile those into a best of for the listener's choice. So keep an eye out for that. Let's have some more music. What?
Keep going.
What are you doing? Let's have some more music. This is Abby Cohn with Southern Charm.
You got a way about you, baby, got me feeling kind of crazy all around. Pick me up in your Chevy, take a ride to the levee and blow this town. Got some young Eli cranking high on the radio. Here's our chance to take it slow. Come on, baby, here we go. He's my pecan pie, I'm his sweet ice cream. He's my clear blue sky, I'm his everything. I'm a lucky girl in his loving arms, and he's my southern charm. You know he treats me like a lady when we're going on a date. He goes all out, shaking hands with my daddy. Really shows me that he loves me now. Caught him looking at me tenderly like an old love song. Come on, baby, sing along. Mama, leave the porch light on. He's my pecan pie, I'm his sweet ice cream. He's my clear blue sky, I'm his everything. I'm a lucky girl in his loving arms, and he's my southern charm. Never thought I'd find my missing piece. The two of us together makes my life complete. He's my pecan pie, I'm his sweet ice cream. He's my clear blue sky, I'm his everything. I'm a lucky girl in his loving arms, and he's my pecan pie, I'm his sweet ice cream. He's my clear blue sky, I'm his everything. I'm a lucky girl in his loving arms, and he's my southern charm. He
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast. Ooh, a rioter.
I really love that song.
That was a beautiful track. Really nice start.
I think pre-finding tracks the last few weeks and having a break means that I found some corkers, having a little gap.
I should try that, because I find looking for tracks, because I'm looking week on week, I'm finding the same tracks always there. There's nothing new for me.
Yeah, so I think doing that. But don't forget the latest releases section, because this is where I find a lot of mine.
Mm.
I intentionally go for the ones that are just out there, because you do get some really new, and you also get new of ones that are tried and tested as well.
Because I, on the top of the Jamendo page, there's like four highlight posts that they've made, and I tend to go for those first.
Yeah. Well, I tend to go through Explore and latest releases.
Pucker. Then we shouldn't ever clash.
Good.
Anyway,
that was Deep Down Inside with Feather and Stone from Poland. Weronika Basiak on vocals, Bartek Orlinski on guitar and piano, Diana Lewandowski on violin, Marcin Goskiewicz-Kaczynski on bass, and Radek Jarowski on drums. I've probably pronounced them all wrong, but it wasn't
intentional. Well, the last one would be Jaworski. As it's Polish.
But find out more by checking out their Facebook, which is facebook.com/deepdowninsidefaceb.
Okay.
But lovely beautiful, beautiful song, but beautiful vocal as well.
Mm. And before that, another beautiful song that unfortunately some of our live listeners missed because one of our streams went down, was Abbie Cohn with a track called Southern Charm. Perhaps it's Abbie's dedication to pursuing a higher purpose with her musical gifts that distinguishes her from her peers. Her talent and showmanship are undeniable, but not the only focus of Abbie's drive to get her music heard. Ultimately, on this journey, it's not about me letting you into my world, it's about you letting me into yours through my music, she says. If you'd like to find out more about her, she is from Texas and Tennessee. Not quite sure how that works, but everywhere I've looked, they said the same thing. Her website is at abbiecohn.com. That's ABBEYCONE.com. Thank you very much indeed to Lainey for finding that track for us and letting us know about it. So, yeah, awesome tracks this week. Really pleased with what's come out. I'm pretty certain there's another. Well, I should be certain because it's mine. There is a very good track finishing the show shortly. But yeah, there we go. So next week, the Bugcast episode 389 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Wednesday, the 23rd of December at 9:30 p.m. ish UK time.
Ish.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, you are always free to do so. We love to hear from you. Our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, if you have any suggestions for the show, tracks you want us to play, artists you want us to consider, questions you want to ask us, then you can go to our suggestion box, which is over at thebugcast.org/suggest. So thank you very much indeed for listening. This was the Bugcast episode 388. Our last track this evening is from a band that we have played a couple of times before by the name of Future Light. The band is from Poland, another band from Poland actually, formed in 2014. And although they are widely associated with indie rock, the band's sound also incorporates alternative dance, electronic, alt rock, synth pop and IDM. They debuted their first EP, which was simply called Future Light EP, and it says they're currently working on their upcoming album, which is due to be released in spring 2015. When I looked, it didn't look as though they had an album released, so presumably they're still working on it. So it's definitely worth keeping an eye out for that, because they do have some rather fantastic tracks on their Jimendo profile. Links will be in the show notes. So have a look at their Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/Future Light Band. And yeah, we'll leave you with this. So this is Future Light with Better Place. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Come with me, I'll never let you fall apart. Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.